Last week, Jesus, in no uncertain terms, said that we must take up our cross and follow him. This week, he explains what taking up our cross means. It has to do with loving. Loving genuinely. Loving sincerely. Loving enough to correct with care and concern and kindness when correction is needed. And loving enough to receive the correction when we need to hear that from others. I was thinking back this week on a different sport, not football, but basketball, and it was during high school and kind of our end of the season meeting with the coach, and I was preparing myself for surely what would be accolades. I had a fairly good season, and he told me, you got to learn how to shoot better. Well, there's an easy solution to that. It's called shooting more. But that wasn't what he was talking about. No, he said, no, you need to completely redo your shot. You have to learn. You have to go all, you have to forget everything you've been doing, which is wrong, but you've been big enough to get away with it. But that won't happen next season. And you got to go all the way back to the beginning and learn how to shoot all over again. And then he suggested a camp to go to, kind of more than a suggestion, it was a pretty strong push, and I wound up doing that. Yeah, it wasn't easy to hear that. And I suspect it wasn't easy for him to say it, knowing that I wasn't going to be thanking him profusely for the criticism that was being levied my way. And I'm so glad that that was one of those rare coaches for me along the way who cared enough about me to tell me what I needed to hear as opposed to what I wanted to hear. Because it made all the difference for me with that sport and gave me a great joy of that sport that continues to this day. You know, as I think about it, when I know that there's something not right with a family member or with a friend, something not right in terms of, it's just annoying me, but something qualitatively not right that is robbing them of their joy, that is lessening their confidence, that is cheapening their sense of contribution and meaning. That's what I'm talking about, something more serious. And when I don't tell them that with love, it's because I don't love them enough to say it. I'm not proud of that. And I wish I loved everybody the same. And I wish I had a heroic love that would compel me to speak truthfully, always with charity, always with kindness, always with true benefit for the other, not convenience for myself. I wish I were able to do that. And in moments of grace, I absolutely want to get there, but I'm not there. And I know that it's not easy to receive that correction from others, even when it's accompanied by charity, that it's, gosh, that's a bitter drink to swallow for me. And yet, without correction, how do I even know what I'm capable of doing? It has only been when someone has loved me enough along my way to stretch me that I've come to discover what really is possible. Let's pray. Lord God, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. You have made us so. Help us. Help us through your Spirit to correct others always with the heart of charity, to love them enough to do so. and help us in that same love to receive the correction of others when it's truly to our benefit and for your greater glory and honor. Amen.